Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Donaldson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Marshall. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Mike Marshall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. May moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hopkins moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper misplays the ball. That's an error on Harper. Hopkins scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball four. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to second. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Donaldson moves to third. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian strikes out. One out. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hopkins moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins scores. Josephson moves to third. Melton moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Bouton now pitching. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-1 in the game. Christian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 0-1 in the game. Winn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Melton scores. Noop moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper misplays the ball. That's an error on Harper. Noop scores. Winn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper misplays the ball. That's an error on Harper. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Gill moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Winn covering, for the out. Gill moves to third. Harper moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Gill scores. Harper moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-2 in the game. Comer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing third base. Diego Segui now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-2 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill juggles the ball. That's an error on Gill. Knoop moves to second. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Winn bunts towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoop moves to third. Christian moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to home to get Knoop. Christian moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Carlos May now playing left field. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton is walked intentionally. May moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop misplays the ball. That's an error on Noop. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Whitaker now playing left field. John O'Donohue now pitching. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Winn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Winn for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Minger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-3 in the game. Comer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minger moves to second. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Ray Euler. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gill moves to second. Merritt Renou pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Renou for the out. Gill moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Seattle Pilots, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.